I also thank two other members that have joined us. You know what the process is. Opposition parties haven't had a chance to, although they're supportive of the legislation broadly as members, but they still have to take it through their caucuses, and they haven't done that, and so they're abstaining today to wait for that, but that doesn't mean they necessarily oppose or against it. They'll first talk to their parties again. And so what we'll need all the time is at least five ANC members here to keep the vote going. We still have to vote with the majority if there's abstentions. So at least one of those members can go. Alright, let's start with the NEMLA. Three bill. Have you all got in front of you? Now the first thing, if you look on the first page, the first thing that has changed there is we've, of course, this is the third NEMLA bill we passed this year, and so we made it the third amendment bill. Okay? Everyone happy with the front page, including that amendment third? Of course, even if you abstain, you can still talk about the issues, alright? Everyone happy with that? First page, happy with the third amendment? Then we'll come back with a long title. To the enactment clause. Everyone happy with the enactment clause? I'll be taking minutes of this. That was the front page, the enactment clause. Now, section one. We're going to go through all the amendments there. Firstly, you'll see that here it is. You'll see there that they've added the other NEMLA bill that we passed, NEMLA 2. You'll see Act, Section 1 of Act 30 of 2013. Okay? Remember it wasn't there last time? All of you got that? Happy? Happy. Then the definition of application, applicant has changed. Everyone happy with that? Happy. Then the definition of community is being deleted. Happy? Happy. Then there's a slight technical amendment to in C, just a clause, an S added and a clause. Happy with that? Then D, environmental mineral resources inspector. Happy with that amendment? I take it we take five votes every time we see abstentions, okay? Well, actually, let me just see how I'm going to go through this. We've already gone through this bill. Alright, so all the clauses, I'll now do it one for one, but all the clauses until now, I take it there's five votes for and three abstentions. Six votes for and three abstentions, okay? 6-3. Then E, the deletion of exploration area, agree, abstentions, three abstentions, 6-3. Then F, that whole addition of the financial provision, there is an or in there. Everyone agrees, 6 agreed, 3 abstained. Then G, agreed, 6 agreed, 3 abstained. Then H, the definition of minister, agreed, 6 agreed, 3 abstained. The deletion of the definition of minister responsible mineral resources, 6 agreed, 3 abstained. And then J, the deletion of those areas and all those definitions there, agreed, 6 agreed, 3 abstained. Alright, now clause 2, A. Agreed, 6-3. Then in sub 5, there's just two amendments in sub 5, in sub B8, under B, agreed, 6 agreed, 3 abstained. Now, section 3, that's the amendment of section 24C of NEMA, in A, 6 agreed, 3 abstained. In B, there's quite a few amendments there. 3 agreed, 6 agreed, abstained. was B, and that is the whole B. Okay. Now we go to clause 4 on page 10. There's an A and a B. A, since agreed, three abstain. B, small little amendment, 6 agreed, 3 abstain. Then clause 5, A, 6 agreed, 3 abstain. B, 6 agreed, 3 abstain. C, 6 agreed, 3 abstain. Then D, a deletion of sub clause 4, 6 agreed, 3 abstain. E, sub 5, 6 agree, 3 abstain. Page 12. Let's see, E we've done already. So if 6 agree, hello, how are you?
Fine, thanks, and how are you, Papa?
Fine, fine. I take it you've not processed this bill through your caucus yet, so I can take your votes and abstain at this stage until you, or are you going to vote the bill? Ultimately, you may, but today.
I'm a bit confused.
Now, we just gave the bill last week in the final form to people, and some of the opposition parties, the ANC has been able to process it, but some of the opposition parties haven't had a chance to process it through their caucuses yet.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to vote today to get on the order paper and into the debate on the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
So what we've agreed is, although the opposition agree with the bill that's on, they're spending in this phase until they process through their caucus. I think you're in the same position at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay. So it'll be 6-4, okay? 6-4, that is F. And then G, 6-4 as well. H, 6-4. That takes us to page 14 of the document. The voting goes on. That is clause 6 in the bill. So 6A, 6-4. Anyone disagrees or wants to change something, just shout there. B, 6-4. C, 6-4. D, 6-4. Everyone happy so far? E, 6-4. F, 6-4. Alright? Clause 7. A, I take it still 6-4. B, 6-4, C, 6-4. That's the end of clause 7. Clause 8, still voting. 8A, 6-4, 6B, oh sorry, 8B, 6-4. That is the end of 8. 9, the following section is hereby inserted. It's just clause 9, one amendment. I take it as still 6-4. Then clause 10, all of this one, oh no, that's A. Where's the A? Oh, there's A. 6-4 in A of clause 10. B, 6-4. C, 6-4. D, 6-4, and that's it, D, 6-4. That's clause 10. Clause 11, there's one clause here, it's the 31BB, it's 6-4 still. Then clause 12, A, 6-4. B, 6-4, C, 6-4, and D is, or C is quite a long one, we'll go across, that style of course. Is that right? That is so then clause 12. Clause 13 says one amendment, 6 voting for, 4 abstentions. Clause 14, A, 6 voting for and 4 abstentions. B, 6 voting for and 4 abstentions. C, 6 voting for, 4 abstentions. That is the whole clause 14. Clause 15, A, 6, 4, B, 6, 4. Clause 16, there's one clause, 6, 4, and 4 abstentions. Then clause there's three clauses. The following sections are added. Then that was 47CA. Now you've got 47CB. 6-4. Happy? Alright, then clause 17. Looks like one big amendment. Right? Insertion now. 6-4. One whole clause, long clause, goes on page 30. Added clause 17. Clause 18. There's an A and a B. 6-4 for A. And 6 votes for and 4 abstentions for B. Then 19. The A, 6-4. B, 6-4. And that is 18, 19. Clause 20, there's one amendment. Everyone agrees, 6-4? 6-4. 21. Section 21 is also one amendment. Section 43, I take it until 6-4. Clause 22, also one amendment. 6-4. 23, 6, 4, 24, 6, 4, 25, 6, 4, 26, 6, 4, and 4 abstentions. 26, 27, 6, 4, 28, 6, 4, 29, 6, 4, 30, 6, 4, 31, 6, 4. And then we come to the short title. Before you get to the short title, you go back to the long title. Now we go to the long title. There they don't underline what has been changed, but there's quite a bit that's been changed and added there. I'm not going to go through all of it. Agree. 6-4, the long title, and then go back to the short title. 6-4. And then, again, if people have come later, I want people not to misunderstand. We've now gone through the bill clause for clause. We passed it with 6 votes for and 4 abstentions. And I want to make clear those abstentions are not necessarily against it, but they haven't processed it through their party again. Please make sure we record that correctly. A minute will in any case come back to us and we'll go through this at some stage. Can I then put the whole bill without any amendments, no amendments were made this morning, the whole bill, can I say that is 6-4 again? Yes, thank you. Alright, that's the bill. Thank you, congratulations everyone. Good work, congratulations to the partner. I think we've got some good legislation, and with all the other NEMA and NEMLA, I think whoever starts the new administration is going to have laws that I think will work a little bit better. All right, where's our water bill? Copy? No, do the water bill. I don't want to do waste. I want to do the water bill. Good. Huh? we'll just do this one and then they can go. You don't have to wait with the waste, but we're going to read through the waste. Okay, this short one, short one. Again, sorry, I should have mentioned it to you earlier. Remember, there were small little amendments in both the NEMLA 3 and in the waste. I did check all of them and approve them and so on. So just that you're aware that I see this one in any case was on yellow in terms of the things that were changed. Alright, are we ready? Has everyone got a copy? Alright. And we go to the front page. Nothing has changed there. I take it the voting is still 6-4. Just a long title, we go to the enactment clause. Still 6-4. Then we go to section 1. A, 6-4. B, 6-4. C, 6-4. Clause 2, 6-4. And clause 3A, 6-4. 6B, 6-4. Clause 4, 6-4. A, that's A. B, 6-4. Then clause 5 is one long clause, that's 6-4. 6, for 6 is 6-4. Then go to the long title. 6-4. And go to the short title. 6-4. Everyone happy with that? No amendments? Then I put a whole bill to you without amendments. 6-4. Thank you very much. Now we will get approval hopefully today that we can process this. We've processed it in any case, so it will be on the order paper. Thank you very much to the two of you. I know you were following very closely all the discussions we had with you yesterday on this bill. You understood exactly what you were voting for. Thank you very much, comrades. Not true that you called voting for them. All right, pleasure. Now, the waste, remember they've gone quite far with waste. However, to ask two or three lots of amendments since then, so the only way we can properly deal with this bill is to read through it line for line and see if we agree. Because I've not even seen the amendments, the latest amendments. I've seen two other sets that they've made since our last meeting. So let's go through this line by line. Okay, the front page, Mass Environment Managed Waste Amendment Bill, presented by Portfolio Committee. English text, I imagine the numbers right. Any changes on the front page? We'll come back to the long title. B is enacted by the Parliament of the Republic of South Africa as follows. That seems to be fine. Amendment of Section 1 of Act 59 of 208 is amended by Act 14 of 2013. Section 1 of the National Environmental Waste Management Waste Act 208, Act No. 59 of 208, written after referred to as the Principal Act, is amended by the National Environmental Management Third Laws Amendment Act as amended. Is hereby amended. Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of amendments. By the deletion of the definition of byproduct. Any problems?
No.
By the deletion of the definitions of building and demolition waste, business waste, domestic waste, general waste, hazardous waste, inert waste, residue deposits, and residue stockpiles, and the insertion of these definitions in Schedule 3. Anyone have problem with that?
No.
C. By substituting for the definition of the bazin for the following definition, the bazin means that the bazin is responsible for environmental affairs. Problem? No. D. By the insertion of the definition of the net waste of the following definition. Employment practice has the meaning assigned to it in Section 1 of the Public Service Act of 1994. Problems?
No.
E. By the substitution for the definition of minister of the following definition, minister means the minister responsible for environmental affairs. Alright?
Alright.
Yeah, that's a deletion. When in the square brackets is a deletion. By the substitution of the definition of recovery of the following definition, recovery means the controlled extraction or retrieval of any substance, material, or object from waste. That seems clear. Reuse. By the substitution for the definition of reuse of the following definition, reuse means to utilize the whole, a portion of, or specific article from the waste stream. Why do we only put articles there with a substance, material, and object elsewhere? Hello? With the others, so that we have the same words. So it's not articles, it's a portion or specific substance, material, or object from the waste stream for a similar or different purpose without changing the form or propriety of the article. No, it'll have to be of such. Or that, what will be changing the formal proprieties of the substance, material, or object. Everyone happy with those two replacements of the word articles? Clearly a oversight. H. By the insertion after the definition of sustainable development of the following definition, the Bureau means the Waste Management Bureau established by Section 34A. Real. Yeah, it's like a serious about that Bureau. But that's okay. It's not Bureau. If you get sorted there, you know why. Now, this is actually not too bad, you see. We can get all those very pictures of the rhinos. Get them there, we torch the hell out of them in the Bureau. With hazardous waste. Fund them for the hazardous waste department. Okay, so that's amended. That's agreed. Waste. This is important. Waste means any substance, material, object that is unwanted, rejected, abandoned, discarded, disposed of, or that is intended or required to be discarded or disposed of by the holder of that substance, material, object, whether or not such substance, material, object can be reused, recycled, or recovered, and includes all waste as defined in Schedule 3 of this Act, or any other substance, material, object that is not included in Schedule 3 that may be defined as a waste by the Minister by notice in the Gazette, but any portion of waste ceases to be a waste. Once an application for its reuse, recycling, or recovery has been approved, or after such approval, once it is or has been reused, recycled, or recovered, where approval is not required once the waste is or has been recycled, reused, recycled, or recovered. Where the minister has in the prescribed manner exempted a particular process that generates waste on it. Now, see, you didn't respond to my query there. I wrote a note to you guys in an SMS. Not a copy says here, but if see the question I asked is, if you're dealing with substance,
material and object everywhere in the definition, can you then exclude a process or a waste stream? It seems to me it's the product of a process and a product of a waste stream, not the waste stream. Or the, although I may have witted it like that as we were talking, but Al says they've got a different definition here. Yeah. Well, there's a few things that I'm not catching here. You've got that green there as well. Yeah, you've got green here as well. Oh. All right, so what they're suggesting is, it's not on our document, but just a look. Where it says, but. But. No, but must start in the beginning here. Don't put it at the end there. Put in the margin. Now you've got it here. But any portion, and you've got any waste. But any, you, after the but, say but any, and then add the word waste. Or portion of waste ceases to be, no, portion of waste. Now, I don't think you have to put the first letter of A and B, because there we've defined waste. Okay, maybe it's a belt and braces. So add after a portion of waste, add referred to in paragraphs A and B. Everyone got those two amendments in the but part? Then we go to 3. And turn this is where the minister has in terms of section 74 exempted waste or a portion of waste by a particular process, generated by a particular process. Yeah, okay, it looks good. So I imagine the exemption, the whole exemption process is set out in section 74. Alright, so then add this, which is the minister has, comma, take out in the prescribed manner, because these are process already, and then add the words in terms of section 74. Exempted, then delete A. Exempted. Delete A right up to that. So, A up to that, and add the word waste or a portion of waste. A portion of waste. Generated. Generated by a particular process. Generated by a particular process, then delete the words that waste. You don't delete it here in your example. That waste from the definition of waste or. Did everyone get that? It says now reads where the minister has in terms of section 74 exempted waste. I suppose it's any waste then. Any waste or a portion of waste generated by a particular process from the definition of waste. You got that, everyone? Okay. I hope making the changes on that one, because I've got Alf here. Then the next one is where it says where the minister has in form, not in the prescribed manner, it's in terms of by notice and direct. Why you take out prescribed manner here and put notice in the Gazette? Yeah, but don't you need regulations to say how that this is going to be done? But I mean, sure, you want to provide a procedure whereby this is done. That's why the previous one said section 74, because there's a procedure for exemption. But there's no procedure for exclusion. So then it's staying in the prescribed manager's mind. Okay, so don't make that change. Otherwise, there's no procedure. And then this clause becomes the procedure. Where the minister has in the prescribed manner excluded a waste stream or any portion of a waste stream from the definition. So here you're not doing generated by a waste stream or report on a waste stream from the definition, is it? Excluded. You're going to only exclude here then. You only exclude complete whole waste stream. Or a portion of it. It's not what's generated by that waste stream. Alright, well if you think that's right, let's leave it again. But of course you severely limited that then. No, that's fine if you want, that's fine. Happy with those small changes then? There's an A and an N-E. They want the whole waste stream removed. Now, I'll pick your document here, and where I read them and they aren't there, then you must now remind me. But we don't have the green stuff. No, but it's difficult for me to read and check. Right, so those two, three, there are three amendments there. Section 4 of amendment of Section 4 of Act 59, 2A, Section 4 of the Principal Act here amended by the deletion of subsection 1 of paragraph and, is that and right there? Have you left out something, or is the and superfluous? Are you only trying to delete D? There's not something else as well. Yeah, but this is D.
Yes.
You want to delete D. So you just take out the and. So it's paragraph D, take out the and. Alright? Section, amendment of section 11 of Act 59 of 208. Section 11 of the Principal Act is hereby amended by the substitution of subsection 1 of the following subsection. So the part, no, the provincial departments responsible for waste management that prepare integrated waste management plans. Happy? By the deletion of subsection 3. Happy? Either substitute in paragraph A or substitute 4 of sub-paragraphs 1 and 2 of the following sub-paragraphs. Submit integrated waste management plans to the MSU for endorsement and include the endorsed integrated waste management plan in the integrated management plan contemplated in Chapter 5 of the Municipal Systems Act. Now imagine somewhere you've got the number of the Municipal Systems Act. Okay. D. By the substitution for subsection 5 of the following subsection, the provincial departments contemplated in subsection 1 will submit the integrated waste management plan to the minister for endorsement. E. By the substitution in subsection 7 for paragraph A of the following paragraph, before finalizing an integrated waste management plan, every provincial department contemplating subsection 1 must follow a consultative process in accordance with sections 72 and 73. F, by the deletion of subsection 7 of paragraph B. Everyone happy? F. 4. Amendment of subsection 12 of Act 59 of 208. Section 12 of the Principles Act is hereby amended by the substitution in subsection 1B for the words preceding sub-paragraph Roman 1 of the following words. Within the domain of the provincial department or municipality, set out how that provincial department or municipality intends. Okay? By the substitution in subsection 1 for the paragraphs C and D for the following, department is just replaced with provincial department. Department or is replaced with provincial department. You take out the department. And in D, you also take out department. Happy with those? Then C, again, you just remove the word department. So everywhere these clauses will now just apply to provincial departments. D, you also remove the word department. And E, you also remove the word department. So that whole section really is just removing the word department and makes it only applicable to provincial departments. Amendment of Section 13 of Act 59 of 208. Section 13 of the Principles Act hereby amended by the substitution of subsection 1 of the following subsection. Any annual performance reports on the implementation of the Integrated Waste Management Plan must, in the case of a provincial department, be submitted to the MSC for approval and to the Minister for endorsement. And B, by the substitution of subsection 2 for the words preceding paragraph A of the following words, the annual performance report, and you just delete the part of it again, okay? Okay? Yeah. All right, now here is the substantive amendment. Let's read through it slowly. Insertion of Chapter 3A in Act 59 of 208, the following chapter is hereby inserted in the Principal Act after Chapter 3, Chapter 3A, Financial Provisions, Waste Management Charges. Pricing strategy for waste management charges. The Minister must, with the concurrence of the Minister of Finance, by notice in the Gazette, publish a pricing strategy for waste management charges to achieve the objectives of this Act in relation to waste management or any waste stream within 3 months of the commencement of this Act. The pricing strategy forms the basis and a guiding methodology or methodologies for setting waste management charges, including for the funding of the implementation of industry waste management plans for those activities that generate specific waste streams, that reuse, recycling, or recovery of waste in previously disadvantaged communities, the identification, further development, and promotion of best practices in the minimization, reuse, recycling, and recovery of waste. When do you use minimization and sometimes you don't? What is the thinking? Okay. Implementation of approved guidelines, norms, and standards for the minimization, reuse, recycling, and recovery of waste. The monitoring of the implementation and impact of industry waste management plans. The creation of incentives and disincentives. To do what? Including for the funding of what are the tenders and business centers referred to? Creation of centers or business centers for the minimization, reuse, recycling. Why isn't the country covering? Now the next sentence has not got recovery. Is there a reason for that? Put in recovery. So the ore comes after recycling, comes out, and there's a comma after reuse. And then all the monitoring of the impact of incentives and disincentives. Can't you just in F say the creation and the monitoring of the impact? And you say, oh, this and that, da, da, da. You take out H, you put the or after F, you take the word the monitoring of the impact, you move it up to F after the creation, and you put the or, the monitoring of the impact of the incentives and disincentives for the recovery, da, 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 da. Okay? You got that? So H goes out. Then sub 3, the pricing strategy and measures differentiate in respect of different geographic areas, including the basis of socioeconomic aspects within the area in question, the physical attributes of each area, or the demographic attributes of each area, or in respect of different types of uses, including on the basis of the manner in which the waste is generated or disposed of, whether it is reused, recycled, or recovered, or whether any previously disadvantaged group is impacted upon or deriving any benefits from it. You don't need minimization in 2. Okay? The pricing strategy may provide for a differential rate for waste management charges, including on the basis of the characteristics of waste disposed of, the volume of the waste disposed of, the toxicity of the waste disposed of, the nature and extent of the impact on the environment caused by the waste disposed of, or the extent of approved deviation from pre-site waste standards or management practices. 5A, before setting a pricing strategy for waste management charges under such 1, the Minister must publish a notice in the Gazette setting out the proposed pricing strategy and inviting written comments to be submitted on the proposed strategy specifying an address to which the date before which the comments are submitted, which date may not be earlier than 60 days after the publication of notice. Consider that further steps, if any, are appropriate to bring the content of the notice to the attention of the interest of the person and take those steps which the minister considers to be appropriate. What is there? Is there and or all there? And? Can't be neither. You can never have a neither. You've got an A and you put a B. And you've got a colon, semicolon. You must always have an and or an or. And the minister must consider all comments received on or before the date specified in the notice before publishing the final notice in the Gazette within 30 days of the date contemplated by paragraph A2. As the case of pricing strategy, an act of parliament to give effect to the necessary elements of the pricing strategy contemplated in section 3A is to be tabled in accordance with the provisions of section 77 of the Constitution within 3 months the publication of the private strategy complaint section 13AB in the Gazette, including detail on. I'm not sure now what's 5B. That includes this is Maybe you should make it clearer there within 3 days of the publication of the publication. So if the final thing is published, then 3 months from then. Okay. In section 3B in the Gazette, including detail on the imposition of waste management charges, the determination of waste management charges, procedures for collection through the national fiscal system, and procedures for the appropriation and allocation of such funds referred to the Federal Chief for the work of the Bureau, and the implementation of any approved industry waste management plan for a specific waste stream as outlined in this Act. Right, that's all pricing strategy.
Mr. Rogers.
Thanks, Chair. Just a question. How does one revise these prices going forward, the revision of these charges? Surely in 5 years' time, these prices will no longer be market related. Should there not be something in here allowed for a revision of these charges? Thanks, Chair.
I think it's a worthwhile question. So when that one comes along, let's check that it's provided. Well, write a wording so long when we get back there to vote on it just now, let's put something in there. So under 13B, there you should have a sentence to say, and which allows for the review of data from time to time. Okay, so we'll have a pull somewhere there for this market. Thank you, Mr. Rogers. 7, amendment section 28 of Act 59208, section 28 of the Principal Act is hereby amended by the insertion of the subsection 1 of the following subsection. When exercised and found during section 1, the minister must consult every entity of the province affected by the waste in question, or where the waste management activity is conducted, prior to taking a decision whether to approve the industry waste management plan or not. That's quite clear now. E, pursuit of subsection 2, the following subsection, and after with the concurrence of the minister, and not just within the province, but not contemplated. So something not in one, and which only affects that province concerned. So make it very clear that we now can't have duplicate streams. Okay? Everyone happy? Makes for good governance. C is a deletion of sub 3. D is just a consequential amendment there to refer back to 13A and D, which is now the pricing strategy that either wasn't there before. E, again, a reference back to the pricing strategy. Okay, consequential amendment. Everyone happy? 29. A, by the deletion of subsection 2. B, in sub 3, you remove all subsection 2, it's just subsection 1. It's applicable, okay? Then in C, you've already said an organ of state, therefore you don't have to say a provincial department, because that's in the definition of organ of state, which is contemplated in 1, and 2 again is deleted. And then the same typographical amendment below, because you already have organ of state, you don't have provincial department. Okay? Those are all the technical consequential amendments. Everyone happy? Happy. Then in subsection 3, the minister in the notice, contemplate 28.1 or 29.1, or the MSC with the concurrence of the minister in the notice, contemplate 28, that's again a consequential amendment of the amendment we made in 28, okay? I see you delete 29.2, but you leave 29.1. Is that correct? That seems incongruous. 292 then. What happens is they exercise that power working in concerns with the minister. One day they have to... Well, so you don't have to put an act here that the department is to something for the minister. Okay, all right, so we see. Okay. That makes me happy. You happy? Lovely. Then clause 10. Again, does that 29.2 taken out? In B, 29.2 is taken out. C, the new. The minister or initiator of the case may be must, in accordance with section 72 and 73, follow such consultation process that may be appropriate under circumstances before considering the industry waste management plan for approval in terms of section 28.1 or 2. Okay, so that's a consultation process, which I'm now wondering why do we have it there if we put it in the Act? Hello? Hello? In section 28, you've now created 28.1A, which is a consultation process. So why are you again creating another consultation process, or is it a separate one? Page 50, C, which is a new 5A. You put in 1A, where we now get a specific consultation process. Okay, that's the answer. Okay, everyone happy? D, move the, because there's organ of state, they remove provincial department. Okay, consequential amendment. Clause 11. Taking out some words there and added some words. Technical amendment. Happy? Happy. 12. Deleted 29.2, which we had explanation already, is consequential. Now, 18. Clause 13. The following part is hereby inserted in the Principal Act. After section 34. Part 7A. Waste Management Bureau. Establishment of Waste Management Bureau. An implementation bureau dealing with waste management, to be known as the Waste Management Bureau, is hereby established within the department as a juristic person. Right? It's slightly been amended, but that's fine. The Bureau must comply with the provisions of the Public Finance Management Act 99, Act number 1 of 99. This is an addition. Listen to this. In the event of action of a functional bureau or a chief executive officer, the power and duties of the bureau reverts to the Director General of the Department of Conduct and Session 34G1, who in such a case must exercise those powers or those duties until the bureau is functional or a chief executive officer appointed. That's just allowing for that gap. I've also asked them that I'll check somebody if they've done so. Create an acting CEO. I don't know if they've done it, but we'll see. So that's a new one to make sure that what happens in the interim while they're setting up the structure. Determination of policy, a minister must in the family of public service policy. Now this is, I didn't understand this, and I'll ask the question about why are we adding this? within the framework of the public service policy, we never said it to the foreign minister. Why are we adding it here? No, this policy is policy, my friend. Not interested about the village standard. This is policy, proper policy. I don't know why we're adding within the framework of the policy. We don't for wherever else we give ministers the power to policy to add within the policy of public service. If you need that, then you put it under the part that deals with salaries, but not that. But how are we going to do it now? Because we can vote in the next few minutes. Yeah, but now, what did you add? Tell me, what did you delete? After the term of the public policy, yes, okay, that's fine. The minister may, after consultation of the Bureau, amend such to the withdrawal policy term in subsection 1 and publish the amended policy. The minister must first that before the final budget of any policy contained in subsection 1 and 2 table the policy in Parliament. Okay? We have got those clauses about past policy because that doesn't apply here. Minister supervises his powers, the Bureau must exercise his powers and perform his functions subject to the policy determined in subsection 34B1 or 2, the service level standards and norms contemplated in subsection 2B, and any directive issued by the Minister in terms of section 2C. Okay, those are the three categories. The Minister must monitor, exercise, and perform the function of the Bureau in terms of the policy term section 34.1 or 2, may set service level standards and norms for the Bureau in the execution of its powers and functions, or must issue directives to the Bureau in the case of non-compliance with the policy determined in terms of section 34.1D2, or the service level standards and norms issued in terms of 2B to ensure the effective and efficient function of the Bureau, and 4, achievement of the objectives of the Act. To be left out there, directed. All right. That's fine. Okay. Okay. 34D, the objects of the Bureau are to function as a specialist implementing agent within the department of legal matters delegated to the Bureau in terms of this Act, promote and facilitate minimization, recycling and recovering of waste, manage the disbursement of the centers and funds derived for waste management charges, contemplate section 13B and 34D for the minimization, reuse, recycling, recovery, transport, storage, treatment, and disposal of waste and implementation of community waste management plan. You don't have disincentives there, you don't need it there. Okay. Monitor implementation of industry waste management plans and the impact of incentives and disincentives. Progressively build that capacity within the Bureau to provide special support of the development and implementation of municipal waste management capacity building program. All this does,
allows you to develop capacity building program. I thought we're gonna progressively build our support to be able to support them. Not just building their capacity, but actually helping them do this. Because the ones that don't have capacity, how are you going to help them? And it doesn't allow you, this clause won't allow you to do that. Now that's all fine, but from there, you're only going to provide special support for building capacity programs in those municipalities. That's not you as a bureau. You're limiting your scope tremendously there only to develop and implement waste management capacity building program. You're not actually helping them to get their plan sorted out. It's fine that this is there, but this is only one component of end of F is a square bracket.
The F should be support and advice on the development of waste management plans, tools, instruments, processes, systems, norms, standards, and municipal waste management.
But can't you see that is the problem every time? It's waste, municipal waste management capacity building program. It is programs for capacity building for them. It's not the programs to assist them in fixing up their plans and get it approved.
We can I suggest something against the point in E. We should the development of municipal waste management
plan. Oh, okay. Yeah. Support for the development and fixing up waste management plan. You see that? And then in the F, you must also put plans and. So then you support municipal waste plans and to build the capacity for those plans in the two processes. Okay, that's it. Everyone happy with that? That she could capture Salga's proposal. Function of Bureau. The Bureau must implement the disbursement of incentives and funds derived from waste management charges contemplated in sections 13B and 34D. Identify and promote best practices and minimize and reuse recycling and recovery of waste. Progressively build capacity of the Bureau to support municipalities in the development and implementation of integrated waste management plans, and then you add and capacity building programs. Okay? Support and advise the development of integrated waste management plans, integrated waste management plans, and other tools, instruments, personnel, system, including specialist support for the development, minimization, reuse, and recovering norms and standards in the building of municipal management capacity. There we are. So that one's got everything in it. It's a bit democratic, but it's got everything. Monitor the implementation of industry waste management plans. Monitor and evaluate the impact of incentives, not disincentives. Perform any other, and then there's an or there missing, or an and. And. Yeah, that's what I thought. This incentives.
Irish Sun and delegated to the Bureau in relation to the implication of this act. Okay? The Bureau may open and operate own bank accounts, invest any of its money or having complied with Section 34, F2. Yeah, there was a duplicate somewhere here about the money. So you deleted the other one, you get this one. Oh, did you just move the other wedding up here? Or what? What did we do? It must have been in under the next one, F, right? Oh, no, there it is, there. Sub 4. Open an account. Here we've also got open an account. So I'm going to take it out here, although it's in my copy.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Come and show me your copy. Let me see how you've got. It's got the confusion. So delete the A in sub 2 and then the B becomes A and the C becomes B. Then add, okay? Is that reference to 34F2 correct? I also asked you that question.
Correct.
Thank you. Oh, after you've applied your defraying of your expense. Oh, okay. No, I just didn't read it like that. That just makes sense. All right, section, everyone happy? Section 34B, F. The funds of the Bureau consist of money derived and allocation from charges referred to in subsection 13B, income derived by it for services rendered, money appropriated by Parliament, voluntary contributions, donations and bequests received consistent with the provisions of regulations made in terms of Section 76(1)(k) or L of the Planning and Management Act 99 and income derived from investment referred to in 34E2B. The Bureau must utilize its funds to defray expenses incurred in the performance of its functions. The Bureau must utilize the donation and contribution referred to in Section 1D in accordance with the conditions, if any, imposed by the donor or contributor concerned, but those conditions must be approved by the Minister. In concurrence with the Minister of Finance. Seeing as there's these regulations, I thought it should be concurrent. And must not be inconsistent with the objects of the Bureau provisions of this Act regulation made in K or L or any other law. Chief Executive asked the Minister with the concurrence of the Minister and the Minister of Finance. Open an account in the name of the Bureau with an institution related to the bank in terms of the Bank Act and deposit therein all monies received in terms of subsection 1. It's a must. So you have to deposit there, you can't deposit anywhere else. The Chief Executive Officer is responsible and accountable to the Director General Department as the accounting authority for all money received by the Bureau and its utilization of that money. So we have a Chief Executive Officer that's responsible, but it accounts to the DG. Director General of the Department is for all purposes of the accounting authority must cause full and proper books of account and all necessary records in relation to be kept. The Chief Executive Officer must ensure compliance with the Public Finance Management Act, including ensuring that the Bureau's annual budgets, corporate plans, annual reports, and audit financials are prepared and submitted. The Bureau must, in each financial year, on or before a date determined in the Public Management Act, submit an annual report on its activities and a statement of its income and estimated expenditure in the next financial year for approval to the Minister for approval. Let's go to the DG. Technically, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What will you include then? Understanding suffix in 1, the Bureau must submit such additional reports and this may require submit or DT. Add or DT. The books, records of account and financial statements of the Bureau must be audited annually by the Auditor General. Immovable property, the Bureau may with approval of the Minister acquire, hold or dispose of immovable property in the course of its business. The policy and procedure of the Bureau with regard to the acquisition and disposal of immovable property must be in accord with policies, regulations and practices of the public service. Director General of the Department must recruit and the Minister must approve the appointment of a suitably qualified and skilled person as the executive Bureau in accordance with Public Service Act, including its employment practices, at the level of remuneration according to the conditions done by the Minister of Comparison of Finance. Chief Executive Officer on the appointed with term not exceeding 5 years, and the subject is going to be appointed and expired of the year. We left that one out. Read it to me. The appointment of the CEO must have a transparent
and competitive
improvement. Is that act transparent and competitive? Chief Executive Officer is the appointed term not 5 years. The Chief Executive must enter into a written performance agreement with the Minister within 3 months taking up the post as Chief Executive Officer. Chief Executive Officer may not serve for more than 2 consecutive terms unless appointed by the Minister after consultation with the Minister of Finance. Functions of the Chief Executive Officer. Chief Executive is responsible for management and operating the Bureau subject to directions of the DG. Compilation of a business and financial plan and reports in terms of the Public Act for approval by the Director General of the Department Minister, appointment of members of staff, and control of the maintenance and discipline over the members of staff of the Bureau. Have you got D already? K1. That B, I thought we here under financial things said that they must do all those reports and stuff. I thought you had already said all those things here under funding. Prescribed or any other functions provided for under this Act. You've already got some things here that the Chief Executive Officer must do, don't you? Under the funding things. You've got no clause here that puts that as part of its his or her functions.
So that would be
sub E.
under the responsibilities of the chief executive officer, you say, and after B, any function provided for under this head in color. Go. The chief executive is accountable to the director general of the department reporting on the activities of the bureau. The chief executive must ensure that the bureau complies with all relevant provisions of applicable public service policy, regulation, and legislation. The chief executive officer is for any reason unable to perform any of these functions. The director general of the department must, in writing, appoint another person as acting chief executive until the chief executive is able to assume those functions. This is a new clause. Chief executive on main writing and on subsequent in the union shall may term delegate any power or duty of the data to a senior member of the bureau unless the director general or the foreign minister has a specific delegation. Delegation made under Section 4 does not divest chief of accountability concerning the performance of the function in question or prevent the performance of the function of chief executive officer. Delegation made under 4 may be withdrawn or amended, but the review withdrawal amendment does not affect any rights which may accrue to a person as a result of the function before the delegation is withdrawn. Subject to 2, the chief executive office must appoint such number of employees within allocated resources available for that purpose or receive on secondment such number of persons providing able to provide point functions, responsible for administrative control of the bureau and the discipline of the must ensure compliance with applicable public service and labor legislation. Employees referred to in such a matter at least have the following specialist expertise: resource economics, finance or accounting, financial management, process chemistry or engineering, and technical expertise. Why did you take up specialized? So what did you say, technical what?
Specialties.
Instead of expertise. Okay, everyone happy? The provisions related to employment practice contain public service related to 19.5 shield and acting director may in terms of the act apply except with regard to consideration of scale of remuneration and term conditions service staff referred to in subsection 3. The minister must determine in concurrence with the minister of finance the organizational structure and the scale of remuneration for employees referred in paragraph A to E to subsection 3, which may be different from those of public service. A person employed by the bureau may become a member of the government employees pension fund mentioned in section 2. May or must? To civil servants, not must. You're going to have to pay. I thought the law said you must pay 7.5% of the salary on pension. That's funny, I thought it was different. I hope you're right. The Bureau may utilize persons seconded from or transferred from public service in accordance with the provisions of the Public Service Act. All right. It looks to me as that's workable. Mr. Rogers?
See, can I just go back to the functions of the Chief Executive Officer?
Yes.
One of the challenges we have in our departments are these people that act forever in an eternity. Is there any reason why we don't limit the time period that anyone can act, particularly the CEO?
something to this actor, as a grand actor, in some of these people.
But in practice, people do often go over it.
In the credit department, though.
Question in G is what's happening in our department of water things with our DG? How long has he been acting? More than 6 months.
I think the problem is that disciplinary procedures, they never finish in 6 months. I suppose that's your problem, really. I think if it's just acting for the sake of acting, that's different, because the person's dead or whatever. But your problem is with disciplinary proceedings. I mean, I've never heard in civil service that can finish less than years, in my days or months. Yeah, no, it's the same problem. Because once he does go to court, then you can't, of course, replace him. You can't create a law that replaces him because there's now a legal process that's taking place. Where is that clause on the acting? Limiting it to 6 months where the person is for any reason other than disciplinary, which is the big problem. You got it again? Or for a period of no longer than 6 months if the CEO is absent for any, what was that again? Any reason other than a disciplinary matter. I think we all know that means. Either the person is there until they can resume their duties, but not for a period more than 6 months. You say all, or you say but, not for a period longer than 6 months. But not for a period longer than 6 months. If the CEO is absent for any other reason than a disciplinary matter. Okay. All right. So that starts creating some limitations on these acting appointments. Okay, Mr. Roberts?
Thank you. Lovely.
Then let's go. Where were we? 14. Then. Session is hereby inserted in the Principal Act after Section 69, Regulations for Bureau. The Minister must make regulations regarding any matter required to be prescribed in terms of Part 7A, the setting or determination of service fee by the Bureau, other than those referred to in Section 13B, circumstances under which service fees can be charged, the manner in which the Bureau will receive and disburse funds referred to in Section 34F1, or any other matter in relation to the Bureau that is necessary to prescribe for the proper implementation of this Act. Okay? Are all the categories included there? Those levies also included in those categories? Okay. Then 15, that's just the repealing of Section 78. Then is your table of contents. I'm not going to go through that. I'm going to hold this Carla person in response if she misses something there. And then 17, transitional provision in respect of any industry, any existing, in the word existing, industry waste management plan and heading. Existing industry waste management plans approved prior to commencement of this Act are subject to the provisions of this Act, including the waste charge pricing strategy referred in Section 30A and any subsequent waste charge provisions of the Act referred to in Section 30B. Get that, take out including in line 3, take out any in line 4, add and of the provisions and procedures of the provisions in line 4. You got it like that? Right. 2, a transitional period of 120 days from the commencement of the Act referred to Section 13D is hereby provided for to enable transitional steps detailed in Sections 5, 6, 7, and 8. Have you got copies of that for us so we can have it in front of us? Yeah, but the problem is all the amendments you made are not in this copy we've got. We've got the A-list. We've been working on the A-list the whole morning on all the bills because we're fighting the bill. So you've got a different document from us that you're working on. Yeah, but the point is that, I mean, I've given you this and showed you what this is what we're dealing on, and you guys are dealing on a different document. You should tell us that we've got a different document because the A-list was updated. Where's a copy of this draft that I've got? Mr. Gordon is flying all over the country, not the pending waste act, that's the problem. I'm not prioritized, but waste doesn't prioritize. The members got the document? Alright, for this clause, can we go to the draft of the department? but we've done one with the changes. Two now reads, a person, a category of persons or industry that operates in terms of an approved industry waste management plan at the time of the coming into operation of this Act must align the plan with the provisions of this Act and the strategy referred to in 13A, and this alignment must take place after the publication of the strategy and before the commencement of the Act contemplated in 13B. That's good, but is it practical if you don't know what the Act is going to be? What do you negotiate?
I mean,
so you're happy that there'll be stuff that you can sort out? Got the pride in strategy, because that's a levy, that's the problem that we have, the levy. So you now know already what the strategy is on that, and the Act won't affect that. So just be more detailed. Okay. Yeah. A person, a category of persons or industry referred to in Section 2 must within 60 calendar days after publication of the strategy submit an initial draft aligned plan for review to the Minister or NEC as the case may be. Which must include specification of how the plan will transition to the system of which charges outline the strategy contained in Section 13A and which will subsequently be enacted in Section 13B. On receipt of the draft aligned plan referred to in Section 3, either Minister or NEC, he or she may review the proposed alignment and either accept or refer the proposed alignment back to for further revision before acceptance. Process outlined in Subsection 3 and 4 must be completed prior to the commencement of the Act contained in Section 13B. You know, that actually sounds much better, but having this clause in Sub 5 means that if those people stall the process and they stall the filing of that bill, therefore they stall the levy being passed. You think they won't do that because it will be to their detriment? Now that's the future funding flow of the stream, but they've already got planned agreements with us. So you don't think that they'll use this to prolong that process of theirs, make sure they keep it going for longer. But you're saying in any case the people are not signing up for that. So they will be getting out of it as quickly as possible. You see what I'm trying to say? You're saying yes, you can't put that act into operation until these processes are finished. So if they want to delay, they'll delay the processes to make sure the Act doesn't.
The intent of the court is that they must, the process must be completed before that.
And I know that, it's just that with this clause here, you can't bring. You still have that last clause that says that it will fall away. Where is it?
If you look.
Is there a link between 5 and 7? My worry is that if you read 5, it says must be completed before the commencement of the act. Now, I wonder if we should say there, but does not mean that if it hasn't been, it will hold up the commencement. Because the problem is that all the next clauses are dependent on the commencement of that act. And if some court doesn't interpret that you can't commence that act until the clauses are finished, then I'm worried that that would be say commencement by the commencement of the act, but the finalization of these processes shall not delay the commencement of the act prepared in section 38. You got it?
Yeah.
All right, then we say it's a seasonal period of 180 calendar days from the commencement of the Act, which is the Money Act, is hereby provided for to enable some seasonal steps detailed in 34, 5, 6, 7 to 12. Within 60 calendar days from the commencement date of the act referred to in Section B, a person that had an industry referred to in Section 2 must amend the existing food industry weight management plan with in accordance with the provisions of this act and the act referred to in Section 3 and B, including the use of comply with the Supreme Waste Charge outlined in Section 3B. Within stipulated time frames and submit the amended plan for consideration for minister or MC as the case may be. If a person, category of persons or history fails to submit the amended issue then plan for consideration within the time period stipulated in Section 7, the plan shall lapse of the 30 calendar days and members of such claimants as of this date comply with the waste charge provisions and procedures outlined in the act referred to in Section 30B. On receipt of the amendments referred to in Section 3B, the Minister of Energy must, within 60 calendar days, consider the amendments in terms of the provisions of this Act and the Act referred to in Section 13B, and either accept the further amendments or further revision or reject the amendments. If the amendments referred back or rejected, the person referred to Section 2 may amend the plan and resubmit the plan within 30 calendar days. Further consideration by the Minister of Energy in terms of Section 28-9. On receipt of the recent amendment referred to in that by the Minister of Energy, she must within 30 days consider the amendments in terms of this Act and the Act referred to either approve or not approve the amendments. If the Minister or Energy does not approve the amendments to the plan referred to in Section 11, the plan shall lapse after 13 calendar days and members of such plan must 30 calendars of what? Succession 11. Not approved. If the MCA does not approve the amendments to the plan referred in Section 11, it lapses after 30 days. Why would it lapse after 30? Why doesn't it just not lapse after approved, non-approval? Is what it must do, and it now comply with the provisions and procedures outlined in the Act. Alright, alright, now the schedule. Look at this draw, you'll see there's green. And what they've done, because of the question Ms. Wenger had asked, is their duplication here of categories. They've now made it clear that they added this portion away. So it makes it clear that it falls under, where there's a duplication, it's just the hazardous part that's here and then the general part is else. Okay? And then I'm assuming you've fixed up all the rest of the stuff there. Although I see this big red writing here, I don't know who wrote it. And then you include those as you say includes hazardous business residue deposits da 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 as elaborated on below, because that'll make it clear or outlined below. And then you want to do the same for general. Alright? See what he's saying, just so that people know that there's a link and not assume, like I assumed, but there may be people that won't be able to assume. And those two changes are there. And then the last clause is, of course, didn't we give this thing a time? Didn't we give this a time? Why is it this when the president? Any further comments? Everybody happy with that? Right, so we need... Oh, we've got voting for him. Right. Ah, James joined us as the last to run this committee. Right. Huh? Thanks for being here. Now we get voted with 5 plus 3. It's 8. 8. Margalados, just still here. Okay. All right, so what we've got now, I've torn out my transitional and my schedule out of there, and I'm going to put it with my bill for the voting. Okay, if you know what I mean. Because supposedly all the other green that they had in their amendment, hopefully they told us now, but Ms. Garland will personally be held responsible to vote any green. So if I was her, as we are passing the clauses, she better make sure that the green has been passed. I say Ms. Garland because I know that Mr. Barton speaks, so that helps asking him. I always rely on women. Men are hopeless. Only for voting. Only for voting. Only for voting. I don't think there are any further amendments in the lockdown, so we don't want to worry about it. Okay. So can we have a 5-minute break, then we'll start voting these clause plus the amendments, okay? Yes.
Yeah, I've got a
friend,
I've got a
flat,
it's
a half past one. Okay. So, I mustn't let you go and read.
5 minutes.
It's actually
gone
about
just off
the clock. Now, what's the time now? 3:12. Okay. We'll work on this quickly now. We've gone through it. All right. First page. Nothing on the first page? Huh? What? Are we fine? Kumsi's been voting here all day already, you don't know she's here. She's a quiet voter, of course it is. I've taken the front page 5-3. We'll come back to the long title, the enactment clause, 5-3. Then section 1, we've gone through every single sub-clause there. A, B, C, D, E, and F. Can I take it 5-3 to up to F? Then we've amended G to add in the words, instead of articles, to add in the words substance, material, or object. G, add amended, passed, 5-3. Then H, passed, 5-3. Then there are some amendments to waste. The back part goes to the margin and it's and the words waste or has been added before portion and after waste we've added the words referred to in paragraph A and B. Everyone happy with that amendment? 5-3. And then further down in sub 2 we've deleted in prescribed manner and said in terms of section 74 and after A we said any waste or a portion of waste generated by a particular process, and then the rest is the same. And then the minister one on exclusion, we said any waste stream or a portion of a waste stream. That clause with those three sets of amendments agreed. Yes. Yes. Sorry, that's why I just said that still remains the same. See, my clause, my thing here doesn't have the gazette part, so I don't know that it's there, okay? Any, a portion, yeah. Alright, then clause 2, we've taken out the word and. Therefore, clause 2 as amended, agreed? 5-4. Then clause 3, there are no amendments. I put the whole clause 3 as we read through this morning. 5-3, 5-4, sorry. Right. Then clause 4, there's no further amendments. I put the whole clause 4. 5-4, we're happy. Clause 5, there's no further amendments. 5-4. Clause 6, there is one amendment, and in page 10, we delete H, we move to F, we move the words all, and then you take the words from H, the monitoring of the impact. So it is the creation or the monitoring of the impacts of incentives and disincentives, and at the end of that sentence you add the word for the minimization, recovery, reuse, and recovery of waste. Of waste. Then you put an or there, and you copy the link H. Okay? And then in G, we've taken out the or after reuse, we put a comma, and after recycling we say or recovery, and then take out the or there and make a full stop. Okay? So that whole clause 1 and sub 13A sub 1 and sub 2 with those amendments, 5, 4, happy? Happy. Then sub 3, sub 4, no amendments, 5, 4. Then in sub 5, between A and B, we've added the word and. Everyone happy, 5, 4? Happy. And then you have to do a sentence from here. What is the sentence? Advocate God has not been asleep, so what's he going to say to me?
Yeah, I'm not in my sleep, but what you're proposing is to add a new C there, which goes including detail on the review of these waste management.
Okay, and then the review
of these waste management charges from time to time.
These waste management charges.
And we can either stop there or we can include from time to time.
And then C becomes D and D becomes E. Okay? Everyone happy?
Yeah.
So
it would be an easier way to.
Okay, give it to me.
If you add that in on D, there's a determination of waste management charges and the allowal of renewal of charges from time to time, IBU, whether it is. Instead of creating another.
And the review of these waste management charges from time to time. Okay, just add to B. Okay, happy? 5-4? 5-4, thank you. 7, there's no amendments in 7, 5-4. 8, no amendments, 5-4. 9, no amendments, 5-4. 10, no amendments. 5-4, 11, no amendments, 5-4, 12, no amendments, 5-4, 34A, no amendments, 5-4, 34B, there's one amendment, they removed that which they've added wrongly, and we've taken that out, so the rest of it all remains as we part of the reward, agreed to it originally. 5-4, agree. 4C, no amendments. 5-4. 34D, there's little changes in E and F, where we've just taken out the of before capacity, so it's progressively built capacity. And then at the bottom line where it says management capacity, we add planned and between management and capacity. Both in that one and F. With those small amendments, agreed? Yes. We've got it. I've got to be like that now. I mean, you have to have your job, but I've got a high job. With an S. With an S, yeah. And then take out the square brackets at the end there. Okay? So that is 5-4 with those amendments. 34E, after C we've added the word and capacity building programs. after F, we've added the word and this in sentence, and we've added and after F. So that is then we've removed sub 2, we've removed A completely. With those amendments, you agree with E, 5, 4. Then 34F, in sub 3 there's an amendment, we've added the words in concurrence with Minister of Finance. Okay? With those that one amendment, we agree to F. F we've agreed. G, no amendments. Agreed?
Agreed.
34H. We've added through the Director General between the Minister and 4. And we've added or Director General in sub 2. With those two amendments, can we say yay? We say yay. 34L, whatever that is, I, 34I, no amendments, 5-4. Then J, we've got a extra sub 2, and then the rest of the numbers will change. It's the appointment of the CA must follow the transparent and competitive recruitment election process as in accordance with the Public Service Act. Happy? With that one amendment, agreed, 5-4. Then in 34K, we've added a E in 1, just to say, and any other function provided for under this Act. Yes.
I think we'll have to put it there, hey? Because won't sub 1 and 2 kick in if you reappoint? All this does, it tells you how you can reappoint. But once you reappoint, it doesn't the usual clauses then apply. You have to do the salary again through the... The problem I have is that because you're now providing procedures without actually even knowing if there's the reappointment, you couldn't make a decision for reappointment. So at most, if you want to add something there, you'll say, what is subsection 5 now? Is that the bottom one? No, but you see there, in sub 3 now, you say, subject to subsection 5, which 5 is that? Is it what was 4 at the bottom there? Subsection 5 can only refer to J. Well, that then solves the problem. Then you don't have to add all the stuff. Okay? Well, there is the two amendments. Everyone happy? 5-4. Then K, as I said, E has been added and I've read it. And after sub 4, we've added the word, but for a period no longer than 6 months if the CEO is absent for any reason other than a disciplinary matter. With those two amendments, and then the and is also removed after C and it's placed after D in 1. With those three amendments, can I say we voted on this 5-4? I can indeed. Then 34L in sub 2E, the word expertise is replaced with specialities.
and the rest of the clause remains unamended. 5-4, with that amendment, with that amendment. Section 14. Regulations, there's no amendments, 5-4. Section 15, no amendments, 5-4. 16, no amendments, 5-4. Then 17, there's been a few amendments to sub 1. You've deleted including and any and put and proceeded after provisions. Existing in the heading. Now go back to this place. And in sub 2, you first line, you change the word who to that. In sub 5, you've added that the finalization of these processes should not delay the commencement of the act contemplated in subsection 13b. In subsection 7, on the third line of the plan, you'll say in accordance with, and then the rest of that clause is the same. Which line? Outline in. So you have to add the act contemplated under section 13b. Okay? So with those amendments, can we say that this clause has been passed 5-4? And then all the amendments, including those two, which will in the upfront clause, you'll actually list the other definitions. So with those amendments, do we accept the schedule with all these amendments in green? Yes, that is. Now, where's the schedule? 5-4. And then the last clause is 5-4, and then the long title. Everyone agrees 5-4, and can I put the whole act and 5-4? So it's the whole act with all the amendments we've agreed to, 5-4. Okay, perfect. All right. Thanks, Mr. Rogers. Still have a quorum without you. 2, 7, 8. Yes.
Sorry, if you'll indulge me, I think it's Honourable Wenger's last portfolio committee meeting as she's going into hospital on Monday.
Oh my God.
For an extreme makeover. No, a knee surgery. So I'd just like to take the opportunity to thank Honourable Wenger. She's not coming back. It's been an absolute pleasure for me to work with her. And she's been great help and assistance and advice, not only to me, but the portfolio. So I'd just like that opportunity. Thank you.
Marty, you're not back before the middle of March. Well, you're going to maybe sit back in England again one day. You'll be back down. We don't know if we'll have a chance. But so what I'm going to do also is, I'd like from the chair also to say that, you know, you're not just a huge asset to the committee, but I find you, in all respects and far as your intellectual honesty, really open and creating and creative and definitely helping me as chair tremendously in doing my work. And I want to thank you. I hope to see you before you leave, because at least even if we just go for lunch somewhere. But if we don't, then know that you definitely helped South Africa to become a better place for the work you've done in this committee. So thank you very much, Martin. Much appreciated. But we hope to try and pull it in April, because I think we have to come back to pass the bills from the NCOP at some stage. So hopefully we'll have a day or so. Okay. But and please tell the doctors if you can cut your knee, don't cut something else. Right. That then passes that. The only thing we have left is a resolution, which I've not read, so we're going to have to read through it. What is the resolution about? I've completely forgotten. Yes, but what is in it? I take it this waste bill that we passed with all the amendments, you give me the mandate to check the amendments and make sure that they can then go to printing. So we won't have another stream to try and look at the amendments. Everyone agree with that? Happy? Okay. What is this resolution about again? Tell me. But what? What is in here? I know that, but what is in here? What are you putting here? Oh, I see. Okay, let's read through. Let's give some context for the polls we've asked. Report of the Portfolio Committee of Water and Environment, National Environmental Laws Amendment Bill. I think in the heading here you should also add the water bill. Okay? In the heading. You got it? Why do you look gasful? Yeah, but how can you not do that? You see why we have problems the whole time? It's because you keep forgetting. Mindful that although the National Environmental Management Act of 89 is the environmental framework legislation provides for environmental management in the Republic, environmental aspects of exploration respecting mining and production activities were previously excluded from the scope of this act and were regulated in terms of the Mineral and Petroleum Resources Development Act. Mining activities require water use license under the National Water Act. Activities relating to mining were identified as requiring environmental authorization under the National Act. All three acts have their own personal information requirements. This situation led to duplication, lack of integration, regulation, uncertainty and confusion in the mining sector, as well as long delays and lead times for authorization. In 208, the Minister responsible for mining resources and the Minister responsible for environmental affairs agreed that all, I thought it was 206, all environmental aspects as far as they relate to mining will be dealt with in terms of the National Environmental Act. It was also agreed that the Minister responsible for mineral resources will issue. Do we want to do this resolution? I mean, we're going to say most of these things in our speeches. To go and fix this whole thing now. Yeah, let's fix it up and get these dates. You know, I see you put 8 to 8, but when the bill was passed in this parliament, the agreement was reached much before that. The agreement was reached, and then they brought the legislation to parliament. That legislation was rejected, and those bills were passed. And then a new process started after that and included that. So it's not 208. Any case, get those things cleaned up, send this back to members so they can use it for their speech and so on. But we won't pass the resolution, okay? We'll talk to them later. Thank you for that. I know I've seen you draft the same stuff in another document which I have, so let's leave it at that. Am I happy with that? Now, did we circulate the report on the Rhino? Circulated, you received it? I haven't received a copy. Have we circulated? There's a report from Ms. Dowd dealing with what's called the legacy something something. Have you received that report? Please look at that report. And then, has the committee on the minutes met? But why don't I tell you to please meet? Alright, please, the committee on the management meet. So what we've got now is we've got this legacy thing which I've not looked at yet. Usually, if I have to be brutally honest, those reports are usually useless because the next committee never looks at them, never reads them. In fact, I even as a deputy minister we wrote long legacy reports when I left that department, and no one ever called me to discuss the legacy report. So unfortunately, but you know, we're doing it. So have a look at it in that context, that no one's going to read it there. And just see, we'll try and see if we can pass it in the next few weeks. And we have left until the end of March. And so we've got those three things now, the Rhino report, the legacy report, and all the minutes. It's the only stuff we have left, okay? Is it, have I forgotten anything else? I think that's all. All right, and then I'll, yes. There's nothing in here about this book. The usual stuff is not here. So what do you think? Where are we going to get those reports? Look, we haven't got, Chileg hasn't drafted the reports on, you know, you have to pass a report. What I'm going to ask is, we're going to draft a report. Maybe it's only two, but maybe three. But just a simple report to say, you know, the one we say the act of matter was referred to the committee and was passed with amendments. Those reports are not drafted, but I'm placing it before you that they are drafted and put it to the vote, all three of those reports. Can I take it that we've got it passed by 5-3? Okay? You happy with that? So it's the usual little short report. She will send it to me and then I'll now sign it on behalf of the minister. So then we don't have to have a meeting tomorrow, okay? What are you pointing at? Not you. Okay, so that'll mean we finish all our bills and reports that go with bills. I'll sign those off, okay? You guys must, before you leave Cape Town, I must check, have checked all three these bills, you with the state board advisors and may be happy with them. I must check them and sign them off before you leave Cape Town. Okay. Huh? We've still got that research bill, the Water Research Commission bill, but I'm taking it we've decided not to process it. It's just possible. So we as a committee have decided we're not going to process that. So we won't meet tomorrow then, and we won't, let's leave next week, we're going to be a hell of a busy. We're going to sit every night till 10 o'clock at night to pass all the bills. So the committee won't sit next week, we'll make a meeting the week after that to give you guys a chance to look at the minutes and then to look at these two reports, okay? And then that will be our last meeting to try to have those three issues. Everyone happy with that? Happy with it? Lovely. Okay. Then put the next Tuesday. Not next Tuesday. Actually the Wednesday, because we have to be in the park. Put it the next Wednesday, the first week, in March. The Wednesday, first week of March, we'll deal with the minutes and the two reports. We won't sit on that Tuesday, we'll sit on the Wednesday and finish those, okay? And that'll be it. Everyone happy with that? No, you don't have to be. Minutes and legacy and the other things. Alright, is that everything? Everyone happy with that? Not sitting today, not sitting next week, sitting that other Wednesday to finish these other three things. I'll sort out all the what we've now passed with the bills and the reports. I'll sign them off and then we can move on. Okay, everyone happy with that? Anyone else? Anyone want to say something to Marty before she leaves? Let's quickly look now. It will be the Yeah, the fifth. We need the fifth. I wonder if we should meet the Tuesday in case we run over. What do you think we'll make it? Okay, we meet Wednesday, the 5th of March, to finish off all our work, okay? We won't see you before then. Just think you won't see me now, smoke, you'll see me in the place, but okay. Okay, meeting adjourned. Thanks. Sorry, Baba.
Yes, yes, yes.
All of us. I don't know. I told them not to give us long debates, but at least to give us some time. I said for the waste, we don't need too long a debate, but maybe a bit longer for the mining, because it's got more things in it. But I haven't received how long the debate are yet, so I can't tell you. I've also told them to debate Nemla 3 and water together. So there's only one debate there, and only one debate on the on the waste, okay? That's what I told them. Hopefully they'll do that. Okay? Everyone happy? Then JJ, you'll find the time slot for those debates, okay? When they're finalized. Okay? Anything else? All right, to the department. Strategic plan. No one has spoken to me that we're going to do the budget. You can find out from Fuli. As far as I'm concerned, I'm not looking at that budget. I put it there in the program because I didn't know. But until now, it's now the whatever, the 20th of, and no one has ever told us that we have to do the budgets. Did you hear anything in the committee section, Shireen?
No, but
no one mentions budgets, eh? I know tabling is on the strategic plan, tabling is on the fifth. But what is the parliamentary deadline? Is it the fifth? Because clearly if there's a deadline the 5th, you can't do anything in any case before the 5th. And then there's only 1 week of Parliament left. So yeah, we do budget votes 1 week. We won't do it. Okay, so we're assuming that the budget votes are not going to be done. And in any case, someone did tell me that they're going to be done with the new Parliament.
Yeah,
I don't know who it is, but someone told me. Right, some place.
No.
Okay.
No.
Canada. Come on.
I'm just saying to Martin, you keep strong as usual. You know that you will come next week.
Good.
And you will also
train
for
a new month. That's nice. And then, can I say to the department that despite Mr. Gordon not prioritizing the waste bill and traveling all over the country when he should be doing his work on the waste bill, because I have prioritized the waste bill, I'm wasting my time on it. But other than that, I want to say to the department, I think that under difficult circumstances we've done well with the legislation and bills that have passed. I've conveyed this to your DG in any case. I think that what we have done, the work you've done, is of a very high standard. And then I'm going to leave it with that. I'm not going to go to the ECAPs. I'm sure I'm conveying everyone's sentiment on this. They've done good work. Okay. Thank you to the department. We probably won't see you again, although we probably wouldn't invite the DG to come to the DGC, but maybe be available on the 5th. Because if the 5th is our last meeting, we would want to say goodbyes. And it's proper that the two DGs, and please tell the water DG that they must keep themselves available for that 5th or 6th, that we use that time to say goodbye to the property. Draft an agenda for me for that day so we can get out of notice, okay? Okay. Thank you. Meeting adjourned. Thank you for all hard work, members. And they do the minute first.